Two conservation groups have released a report about the sale of public lands in Idaho. Frankie Barnhill has more on what their findings mean.
In 1890, the brand new state of Idaho was granted more than 4 million acres of land. Public education is the beneficiary of money generated from state land sales to individuals or companies. Idaho law limits these sales to no more than 320 acres in some cases and 160 acres in others. But according to a report from the Wilderness Society and the Idaho Conservation League, about 200,000 acres may have been sold in violation of these constitutional limits.
I think this is a cautionary tale for the public, because if public lands were to be given to the state and sold off, access for hunting, fishing, hiking, and biking would be gone forever.
That's Brad Brooks of the Wilderness Society. The group learned that about 300 individuals, businesses, and corporations bought land above the limit between 1890 and the 1980s. Brooks found that some of the land was purchased by timber companies decades ago. He says the goal of the report is not to accuse the current land board of wrongdoing, but he says the violations are significant in the context of current public land debates that advocate for more state control. Brooks says the conservation groups will follow the report with a request for an audit by the Idaho Department of Lands to figure out whether these sales did indeed break state law. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.